Welcome to episode 41 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. That was Illinois' own REO Speedwagon, going back to 1976 for Flying Turkey Trot. And I just had to pull that one out in honor of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's coming up this Thursday, and made me think of that song. So I just had to play that. And, of course, thinking about what we're all thankful for is what this time of year is all about. And I'm thankful for many things, friends, family, life itself, and you listening to some rock and roll with me on the Radio Bypass Podcast. And we're going to keep things going now with a sad note. Yesterday, Malcolm Young from AC/DC passed away at the age of 64. And we knew he had left the band not too terribly long ago, it doesn't seem like. Maybe it's been a year or two, but maybe it's been longer. Time does go quickly. But we knew he had dementia, but I didn't think he'd lose his battle with that so quickly. So kind of bummed out yesterday when I heard that news. And so today I thought we'd play a couple of AC/DC songs in honor of Malcolm Young. And I thought we'd start at the beginning, going back to 1976. Also is when AC/DC's first record, High Voltage, came out. So in honor of Malcolm Young, here's one of two from AC/DC. This is Livewire.
Thank you.
Remembering Malcolm Young here on the Radio Bypass Podcast. That was from the album that started it all for AC/DC, Livewire, from 1976's High Voltage. And I thought we'd do one more in memory of Malcolm and play something from the last album AC/DC released in the 20th century. In 1995, they put out an album called Ball Breaker, and this is Hard as a Rock. Hard as a Rock from AC/DC, Remembering Malcolm Young today. after he passed away yesterday at the age of 64. Rest in peace, Malcolm. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we're going to keep the rock rolling now with something brand new. Vinny Appice and Carmine Appice, or Appice, depending on which way you want to pronounce their last name, because each brother believes it's pronounced differently. One goes with Appice, and one goes with Appice. But anyway, the last couple of years, they've been touring together, doing drum shows together, and they made an album that just came out this year, just a couple of weeks ago. The album's called Sinister, and it's a bunch of different tracks with some different musicians. The track I'm going to play for you right now, as you're listening to it, the drums you hear coming out of the left channel, that is Vinny, and the drums you hear coming out of the right channel, that's his brother Carmine. And on lead vocals on this is Paul Shortino, who you might remember from Rough Cut, and I think he was in Quiet Riot for a while, too. I don't remember if that was after Kevin DeBrow passed away or in between, but I always think of Paul Shortino with Rough Cut. But anyway, he's singing lead vocals on this record on most of the tracks. And from Appice, or Appice, their brand new release called Sinister, this is a tune called Monsters and Heroes.
Spirits higher.
Monsters and Heroes, Vinny and Carmine Appice, or Appice. And of course, paying some tribute there to the late, great Ronnie James Dio, because Vinny Appice was a part of Dio for a long time. He started with him in Black Sabbath when Dio came into Sabbath, and then with the second album, The Mob Rules, and then joined him in the band Dio. And then later on, not too long before Ronnie passed, with Heaven and Hell. So he goes back a long way with Ronnie James Dio. Nice remembrance of Ronnie in that song. And like I said, a very interesting record all the way through. It's pretty fun listening to the two guys, the two brothers, playing together and playing off of each other. So I'll play some more of that coming up in future episodes for sure. And right now we're going to keep the rock rolling with something from Tesla. This past week marked the 27th year anniversary of one of their biggest successful albums. In 1990, they put out an acoustic record called Five Man Acoustical Jam, and that was quite a large success for them. And anyway, this past week was the anniversary of that release, so I thought we'd feature something from it. This is Tesla with Heaven's Trail, No Way Out.
I'm always ready to kick ass up on the stage. I'm in a rage. I'm having the time of my life. Yes, indeed. What a sweet, sweet life it is. Until some lock on to me.
You know I had it made in the shadows. It's a beautiful thing.
You know I'm on a slip trip. I'm always ready to
Tesla from Five Man Acoustical Jam, released this past week, 27 years ago in 1990. That's Heaven's Trail, No Way Out. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with some Chicago rock and roll. A band called Holland, you've heard me play before, I am sure, listening to this podcast. And the lead singer, Tommy Holland, just celebrated his birthday a couple of days ago. So happy birthday, Tommy. This is something from Holland, a tune called Nobody Else.
Searching round in vain.
nobody else. That's Holland from what would have been their second album had it come out. That track was recorded in anticipation of the follow-up to Little Monsters LP, but unfortunately that didn't happen. But still some great material there from Tommy Holland and the Holland Band. And like I said, Tommy had his birthday just the other day, so happy birthday, Tommy. And we're going to keep the rock rolling now with something from Leslie West. Those unfamiliar with Leslie West, he was the lead singer and guitar player way back in a band called Mountain. And did some Mountain records in more modern times too, but he's really recorded under his own name for a while now. And back in 2011, he did a record called Unusual Suspects, which was a record with a bunch of different guests like Slash and Zakk Wylde from Ozzy's band on it. And a lot of great tunes on there. So I'm going to turn you on to one of those. This one is with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. He co-wrote this song with Leslie. And this is called Standing on a Higher Ground.
Just 'cause it's true.
Standing on a Higher Ground with Leslie West. That's from his 2011 release, Unusual Suspects. And like I said, going into the song, he had a lot of good guest stars on there, like Slash and Zach Wilde, a lot of good tunes. So if you haven't checked that record out, you should. And I'll certainly turn you on to more of it in upcoming episodes of the podcast. And thanks for coming back for another episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm about out of time for today. But I invite you to come back here next week, and we'll do some more great rock and roll. And speaking of rock and roll, today I went out to a record collector show in Hillside, Illinois, where the great Mitch Michaels was there signing copies of his book. He wrote an autobiography. And if you grew up in the Chicago area and were into rock and roll, Mitch Michaels was just the coolest. Back on the radio, he used to be on the Loop, WKQX, WXRT, but on the Loop is where I was turned on to him, doing the afternoon drive or doing the cruise, as Mitch Michaels always used to say. And he turned me on to a lot of bands back in those days that I didn't know about, back when radio stations would give you new music and turn you on to things you hadn't heard of before. And Mitch Michaels turned me on to a lot of good music. And it was a real pleasure meeting and talking with him today. And hopefully, one of these days soon, I'll get an interview done with Mitch, and we'll have that on the podcast as well. Definitely a Chicago radio legend, Mr. Mitch Michaels. So it was good to see him out at the Record Collector Show today. And Jim Peterick from Ides of March and Survivor was out there as well. He put out a calendar for 2018 featuring a lot of the guitars from his collection. And he's calling the calendar Guitars That Followed Me Home. So he was out there signing copies of that today as well. And then a lot of great vendors with a lot of good vinyl, a lot of CDs and DVDs and all kinds of stuff, but definitely heavy on the vinyl, which was a lot of fun to check out. And some albums I forgot about were at that show today. So that was kind of fun. Anyway, thanks for listening, and come back here next Sunday. And in between, have a great Thanksgiving next Thursday. And again, if you want to get in touch with me, as I tell you every week, you can drop me an email. My email address is easy. It's ralph@radiobypass.com. Again, have a great Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you next Sunday. And I'm going to leave you with something from Bruce Dickinson. Speaking of autobiographies, he's got his autobiography out right now. But back in 1990, Bruce took a break from Iron Maiden to do a solo record called Tattoo Millionaire. So I'm going to leave you with a track from that. This is called Son of a Gun. He didn't choose this killing ground.